This is Susan Lennox, and I'm here with Shirley Turcotte. Shirley is one of the lead teachers for the upcoming program on Focusing-Oriented Therapy with Complex Trauma, which is a program that will start to be offered in January of 2013. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Susan.
Shirley, I understand that much of the approach in the training that will be offered in that program is drawn from your work in Aboriginal psychotherapy.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you might say a bit about this very large topic.
Okay. Well, Aboriginal psychotherapy is a therapy that's steeped in Indigenous philosophy. So, and what that means is that everything is connected and interconnected, and that when you're looking at trauma, you're looking more at orders of attachment rather than attachment disorders. So you're looking at trauma from a relationship perspective. And I guess what that actually means in therapy itself, your questioning is going to come from a very different place. When you're asking into trauma, you're actually looking at the person and all of their relations, everything that is connected to them, past, present, and future. Because actually time in Indigenous philosophy is really all here right now. So in a way, what you're looking at when someone is presenting their trauma, you know that what they're presenting is a collective of all that happened to them, both within their own lifespan, but also ancestrally. So it also means that all of the what is available to them is also past, present, and future. And also because it's an animate, it's a philosophy that believes everything is alive, the resources that the trauma survivor has available to them for survival is pretty vast. So they're connected to everything around them, and that everything around them is available to them. So even at the time of the trouble itself, their coping mechanisms might not be seen through the same eyes as a Western lens. So in other words, if you freeze and are in a terrified state during an assault or something, we would see that as a transformative thing to do. We would see that as, you know, you transforming into whatever you needed to be there in order to survive whatever happened. So in other words, it's a little less based on what happened to you and more on how you succeeded in moving through whatever was happening. It's very identity. In a way, your identity is more intact. You're not the victim of the trauma. You have an active role in how you move through those dangerous times. So there's a lot more. The client has more identity and is more present than they might think they are. And
So Shirley, that's so interesting. And I'm wondering then how focusing works into that.
Well, I guess the way FOT helps is that it allows you to access the implicit, and that is really where you did your surviving from. That is where you did your movements from. So focusing allows you to kind of get right to the implicit location where all this activity occurs and where everything is kind of complexly messed up, so to speak, and to be able to get a better handle on because it's not, you know, it's not our mind. It's not, you know, we don't think our way through problems. We move our way through problems. Mm. And focusing-oriented therapy allows you to access, those movement places, those implicit knowing natural ways in which we move through whatever trouble we've been through. And whatever trouble we've been through, when you look at flashbacks or complex trauma historically, I think in the Western model, when you have a flashback or you're having trouble with complex trauma, that's kind of seen as a problem. Whereas maybe in Aboriginal psychotherapy, that's more looked at as, well, what is that trying to help you with in today's world? So it's also very present day focused and very land based. I know those are big things to talk about, but generally, it's a more upbeat way. Upbeat, but it's a spiritual way of moving through what happened and finding out what, you know, what that has taught you and what it brings you to your life now, and not how that wrecks you, but how that actually can be your wisdom and your future movements in a good way.
Yeah, I see that. It sounds extremely spiritually oriented.
Very spiritually oriented. It's very positive oriented. And it's based in justice and wisdom. And so the system-induced trauma of, you know, that of some of the Western theories on complex trauma, sometimes that they can be more hurtful than helpful. So, you know, we're not, we see people in their wellness and their natural way of moving through horrific experiences. And and Aboriginal psychotherapy allows for that because it's really based in the orders of attachment, not in the orders of detachment. It looks at the more big picture as well. And just people have success very quickly in healing.
Excellent. Shirley, thank you so much. I know this is a very hard and a large topic to try to compress into a short time, but I think you've done a wonderful job. And I know I certainly have a better sense of Aboriginal psychotherapy now, more than I knew at the beginning of our conversation. Is there any final comments you'd like to make before we wrap up?
I'd like to say that, you know, in a short podcast like this, you're very just scratching the surface of what Aboriginal psychotherapy is all about. And I would like to say this, you know, this short discussion doesn't do it justice even minutely. So,
mm-hmm. Right.
With a tiny grain of salt.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Shirley. And good luck with the program. I'm sure it will be very valuable to all the people who attend.
Thank you, Susan.